I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape. Art of Its Own Making opens today at the Pulitzer Foundation for the Arts, and director Christina Van Dyke is here with more on that. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Good for you to be here. You know, it's been said that this exhibit explores the artistic process and ways in which artworks evolve over time through interactions with people and their surroundings. So what does that mean?
Well, this is a show that looks at the interplay between viewers, artworks, and the environment. How does one affect the other? And a great example of that can be seen from this very building, Len Lai's Wind Wands, which are installed in our bamboo garden on our mezzanine level. And these are long, thin rods with red balls attached to them that are blowing in the wind. And they are the artwork comes into being as a result of the environmental conditions, which over the last couple of weeks, as they've been installed, have really given this piece of work a workout.
Yeah, I'll say. So it's how the environment affects artwork, but also how we're perceiving it too, right? And explain to me how this over time works into this.
Right. A great example of that would be Tony Conrad's work, Yellow Movie, which is installed in our entrance gallery. This is a very large format work, and it's on a very large piece of paper with a screen, almost like a movie screen, that is circumscribed by a large black line. Inside the black line is an application of house paint, which has turned yellow over time and will continue to turn yellow. It is reacting to air. It is reacting to light, and white paint is turning yellow. It's a chemical reaction that's taking place over a very long period of time. So this is a work that's really about duration and about the life of an object, that once the artist has finished making the work of art, that doesn't stop the process of its becoming.
You know, that's an interesting concept because perhaps in a lot of cases this is not something the artist considered ahead of time. That wasn't part of the plan.
Well, in this case,
it could be.
In this case, it very much was part of the plan. But I think a lot of the artists in the show are really interested in this question of control and intention, and what part of the life of the object continues in ways we have yet to imagine. Other works in the show, the kind of time frame of them is much more immediate. So Edith de Kint, she has a great piece that's installed in our gallery called Ground Control, and it's a giant helium-filled black ball that reacts immediately to you entering the space. So your body temperature, the air currents your movement creates have an immediate effect on this work of art. And the more people who come into the room, the more effect is created. So as we've been installing this work of art, when we have, you know, a number of bodies in the room, the ball starts to rise higher and higher. And so it has just this immediate inverse effect, your presence.
Isn't that interesting? So if some big guy walks in, mm-hmm. it's going to react differently than if maybe a petite elderly lady would go
exactly.
in.
Exactly, yeah.
That's curious. Well, the artwork that comprises this new exhibition represents, I guess, artist work over, I guess, the last half century?
That's right, right. And these were all works that were selected by Gretchen Wagner, our curator. And many of them are showing up here in St. Louis for the first time. So we're really excited about the opportunity to introduce our audience to artists they may not know.
Now, is that done by design?
Very much. That's something we are interested in at the Pulitzer and committed to, bringing fresh voices, bringing fresh ideas to the St. Louis art community.
Art of Its Own Making opens today and runs through August 20th at the Pulitzer. Let's talk about some of the other artists, and I hope I don't mention one that you already did. There's Meg Webster. This one's interesting. I've seen some photographs, and I like this one, Moss Bed Queen.
Right. It's
and the queen refers to the size of the bed,
exactly.
Not the monarch.
Yeah, and this piece is – they're just finishing installing it right now. It was the last piece to go in. We're really excited about it. It's, you know, like you said, it's the size of a queen bed. And it is comprised of peat moss that's then covered with actual moss, which is being laid down now as we speak. And the idea behind this piece, you know, moss.
It's alive.
It's alive. So it's about bringing, you know, inside or the outside inside, rather. and about this this living work reacting to the conditions of the Tadao Ando building. I love this piece in our building because, you know, Ando's architecture is so much about bringing the outside inside. The water court that's central to our building reflects light. And as the water changes today, it's a little windy, so it's choppy. As the light the sun hits that water court and reflects into our building, we see the conditions of outside always on the inside of our building. And mm-hmm. so this piece, I think, is a really beautiful choice for our building.
And a bed made of moss is probably one of the few pieces of art you have to water.
Yes.
Is that right?
This show actually is fairly demanding in terms of care and feeding. Yeah.
A little trimming maybe now and then too.
Yeah.
What about Zen for Film?
Zen for Film is a looped film by Nam June Paik, and it's a film that essentially destroys itself or marks itself over time. So as a result of running this film loop through the projector over and over, scratches and nicks appear on the film itself. And so it's actually producing a kind of record of its own destruction over the course of the exhibition.
Hmm. Yellow Movie?
Yellow Movie, we talked about already. That's the Tony Conrad piece, which is very much making reference to some other art historical traditions, including a very long movie that was produced by Andy Warhol. So those are the pieces that deal more with long-term duration than kind of an immediacy.
So since we're talking about artwork over the last 50 years, some of these artists are still among us and some aren't. Will any be here in town?
Yes. Edith DeKent will be here tomorrow, and she's giving an artist talk with Gretchen Wagner at 1 p.m. at the Pulitzer Foundation tomorrow. So hope everyone can come.
Let's see. Pyramids of Conscious.
This is a great work by the artist Agnes Dennis. It's four very large plexi pyramids that are filled, three of them are filled with liquids that are very familiar to us, tap water, used car oil, and then water collected from the Mississippi River. And the fourth pyramid is comprised of mirrors. So one sees oneself reflected amongst these three other pyramids. And, you know, the idea here is, first of all, to introduce you, to give you a kind of different experience of something that you only see in its liquid form. Now you actually see it in a you know, you see it as a volume in a way that I don't think you normally encounter any of these liquids. And the idea is really to take a minute and to think about how none of these liquids are really natural. They are all things that we have manipulated as human beings, and to think about our participation in getting them into the state with which we're encountering them.
Of course, this is all what we call contemporary art. And how do you explain to people how to approach contemporary art? I know some people, how do I put it, maybe feel like they don't know how to understand it, or they feel like they need to know what the artist meant to appreciate it, which I'm guessing you're saying you don't really need to know that.
Well, this is really part of our philosophy at the Pulitzer Foundation for the Arts, is that we present an exhibition, and we hope that you can come and encounter it and use your own mind and your own curiosity to ask questions about it, which then you can pursue more deeply if you want to take our catalog, if you'd like to come to our programs, if you'd like to come to Edith DeKent's talk tomorrow at 1 p.m. These are all opportunities for you to delve deeper into it. But we believe that you are equipped as somebody who lives in the world and encounters these ideas that many of these artists are working with, you are capable of posing questions to these works of art and also to our incredible staff of gallery assistants who would love to engage in a conversation with you about it.
See where your mind takes you.
Exactly.
I think there's one more we haven't mentioned. Robert Morris?
Robert Morris is a iconic work by Robert Morris, and it's called Box with the Sound of Its Own Making. It's a work that he created in 1961. And it's a small wooden box atop a black pedestal. And it also has a speaker, an internal speaker, that recorded the 3.5-hour process of making this box. And so, again, it really points to this idea that objects have lives. They have a beginning, they have a middle, and they have an ongoing life, which we're now encountering. And so it really makes us kind of call attention to the process of its production.
The Pulitzer Foundation for the Arts presents Art of Its Own Making. It opens today. It runs through August the 20th. There is an opening reception today from 6 until 9 o'clock at the Pulitzer. I guess it's open to the general public.
It is most definitely open to the public. We would love to see you there on Valentine's Day.
And an artist conversation tomorrow at 1 p.m. One thing before you go, though, Christina, you have some sort of children's program that is connected with this whole thing. Tell me about that.
Right. We have a children's program. It's part of a program we call Bamboo. We do it for each exhibition. And this Bamboo is dedicated to a really great adventure that children can participate in with their parents. It's a geocaching adventure. Geocaching involves creating essentially a site where you can hide objects, and these can be in state parks, they can be in the empty lot across from the Pulitzer, they can be on the north side of St. Louis, where you can go and find an object that's been left for you and leave an object for the next person. And so it's really about that whole idea of this exhibition, art of its own making. You can participate in an ongoing project of its own making.
Go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Pulitzer's website. You can find more about this, Art of Its Own Making, running through August the 20th. The director of the Pulitzer Foundation for the Arts has been our guest, Christina Van Dyke, and we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.